Joshua, of course, back to your part of the world, Syria, some of the interesting developments there regarding private donors stepping up to support Syrian rebels. So I guess the thought is that, you know, the U.S. government, others are not doing enough. So Kuwaitis and others in the region are now offering all kinds of funds from private sources to fund these rebels and to try to defeat Assad. What is going on
here
with that?
There's been some wonderful investigative reporting recently showing how Kuwaiti private citizens are stepping up, amassing big sums of money that they're funneling into Syria and to Al-Qaeda. And the Gulf Arabs have been really backing the Al-Qaeda groups in Syria. And this has America very worried. And it's caused really America to run to the other side of the ship and to begin, if not backing Assad, at least soft peddling the rebel side. It's really undermined the rebel cause because now America is worried about jihadists. It's worried about the Gulf Arabs, our big allies, Saudi Arabia and so forth. Private donors. There's no accusation that the government of Saudi Arabia or Kuwait is funding these radicals, but private individuals are. And it brings up the whole issue of Wahhabi Islam and who are we supporting in the Gulf and how do we get on the same page in advancing liberal values?
Well, what's so remarkable here, I mean, these private donors have actually been quoted as saying, you know, we don't care who we cooperate with. We want to defeat Assad. So we'll work with Al-Qaeda. We'll work with whoever. But it's the way they're going about it is so fascinating. I mean, they're publicizing, you know, these donor campaigns are publicizing here, buy bullets for snipers and mortar rounds for this conflict, and you can earn points and get gold status and silver status. It's almost like, you know, you're going out and renting hotels and cars and, you know, getting frequent flyer miles. I mean, what is going on with that?
Well, oddly enough,
how they're going about doing this.
It is a little bit like raising money for relief of big storms like this, in the sense that all of these little militias are raising money, like NGOs. They're raising money. They're making YouTube presentations, and they're appealing to people's heartstrings. And you have all these levels. You know, you can be a hawk donor, a lion donor, a bear cub, and buy 20 bullets, mortar shells. It is extraordinary. It's the same use of what we've seen pioneered in America for fundraising.
For being fundraising shifted for political campaigns.
For the
war front. This is just like, you know, raising money for
But behind
for
it all, it's the idea is that you're going to advance Islam. You're going to be working on the side of God, and you're going to take down a dictator. And that Al-Qaeda ultimately is on the side of good. You know, that's where obviously we have a big, big problem in the Middle East.
Because as you mentioned, I mean, this is perhaps working, you know, in the wrong direction, and since it's not unifying the opposition, right? It's disaggregating, competing over these private donors. It's going to be a detriment to
that. Well, and it's up to the United States to fund the liberals, and that's the problem. America does not want to have to be the major funder. If we leave the situation, turn our backs on the Middle East, we see that private money is going towards Islamic radicals, and that is a big problem for the United States.
Well, it's certainly something that we can't control, I imagine. You know, these private donors say, I want to fund this. How do you control it?
And
just
if you
like
try to get
private activity,
your anti-terrorism elements in the government, in the Treasury Department, now we have 200 and something people just looking for terrorists. So if we turn that against these people, we're going to be fighting against our allies, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, who are the pillars of our policy in the Middle East. And that's the conundrum. We can't turn that same mechanism. It's one thing going after Iran, an enemy. We can't go after Saudis and Kuwaitis in the same way.
Well, continues to be a dilemma in the Middle East. Joshua, thank you very much for being here for the roundtable.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Suzette.